Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Election Day, as we know, right around the corner, getting closer and closer. We're talking to as many candidates as want to come on this week and next and talk about their candidacy. In the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education race, there are two seats up to be filled. One of them is an incumbent who's seeking re-election, and he's on the line with us right now, Tim McCullough. Tim, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
For people who don't know you, you currently serve on the school board. Tell us how long you've been on the school board and why you decided to serve on the Board of Education in the first place.
So I've been on the school board for about a decade now, so 10 years. So it feels like it's flown by, but it's been an exciting time. Main reason, I mean, I've always wanted to be, I've always been taught by my parents and to be a part of the community and to give back. And so I've always wanted to have that opportunity, and I have had it on the school board, and before that I was on the city council. So just giving back to the community. Also, my daughters were getting into the school system at the time, and so it was an opportunity for me to be involved right on the front line and on their education.
This has certainly been, this most recent term has been, I don't want to say tumultuous, but it's been, I mean, not just for Port Huron schools, but schools everywhere, given a global pandemic, been very, very difficult. How do you think the Port Huron School District has weathered that storm?
I think as well as we could. I mean, it obviously going into the pandemic, nobody knew what was going on. There's so many things that are flying at us. I remember that summer of 2020, had so many meetings. It felt like every week we had a different perspective on what we should be doing at that time. And I think in the end, we tried our best. We came together and did what we could to ensure that education kept on going. Was it perfect? It was not perfect. But we tried as a board to look at what we needed as a community. And we strived to put the kids first in their education. And, you're right. It was not a fun time. It is a time that I'm glad that we're past, hopefully, and looking to the future, we're really excited about what we have in Port Huron.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the future. What's on the horizon for Port Huron schools, and why do you want to continue to serve on the school board?
So as you look at what the school district has, I just look at the programs we offer our kids. There is... as a school district, Port Huron offers almost like an individual educational approach for each student. There's so many pathways for a child in our district to become educated and go and strive to hit their goals and objectives. When they get to high school, I mean, they have paths to middle college, to tech. They have advanced courses. They have courses that are a little bit unique, like through our STEAM centers that have come up online over the last few years. So that's what's exciting to look at, just the opportunity for these kids, for their education, for them to achieve the things that they are dreaming about.
You know, enrollment never used to be something that we talked that much about because there wasn't a whole lot that you could do about it. But now with school choice, parents have a number of different places that they can send their kids to school. What do you do to maintain and even increase enrollment in the Port Huron schools?
Yeah, that is a big deal. I mean, we have seen declining enrollment. The positive aspect right now is we actually stabilized over the last year where we hadn't dipped as far as because we dipped a couple thousand over the last a decade. And there are choices, and that you just got to differentiate yourself from the others. You got to give top of line education. We provide technology for our students. We offer more than just. I mean, education is priority, but if you look at our school system, there are clubs and activities that the kids can be a part of that give them an opportunity to stretch and grow themselves, from athletics to just conservation clubs to even at the high school. My daughter just started being a part of a knitting club, which is just another avenue for kids to expand their horizon. So you got to differentiate yourself. You got to have just things that set you apart. Looking at our curriculum, we have streamlined and actually aligned our curriculum in several areas in math and English to get ourselves to the point where it is truly a system that can help a kid grow.
Talking with Tim McCullough, he's on the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education seeking re-election on November 8th. Tim, where do you prioritize spending when you look at a school budget? Where do you want to see those dollars spent most?
Oh, definitely in the classroom. So that's where the dollars have to go first, is into the classroom. If you look at our budget, we spend a lion's share of our budget on instruction within the classroom, and that's where the money has to go. It has to go to education. That is our main reason for existing, is to educate the future.
Certainly these last couple of years, as we talked about, you know, during the pandemic, it was a difficult time, and there's been learning loss, not just in Port Huron schools, but across the board. All schools are dealing with this. What's being done and what should be done to help those students in the Port Huron district catch up?
Yeah, we are offering a lot of supports. One of the really neat programs that we started is after-school tutoring. And it sounds like, well, that schools should always have tutoring. We do, but we really have put an emphasis on it. They call it high-dosage tutoring, where we have teachers and parapros available in all different levels, elementary all the way up to high school, to help the kids get caught up in those areas. And one of those bigger things that's even beyond the education is we've noticed a lot of kids with like social deficits and deficits with just interactions with each other, because they were isolated. I mean, that year in 2020, where the kids were basically being taught virtually, there are some social and just, if you think about a kindergartner and the fact that they weren't in a classroom learning how to interact with each other, there are some huge deficits there, and we've been working with the social workers and counselors, and we even have a public health nurse to help with health needs that has been involved. We have two of those in our district now, so there's a lot of aspects of it. We've been pushing full tilt to try to meet that deficit, but it's going to be a long road.
A lot of names on the ballot on November 8th for Port Huron Area School District Board of Education. Why should voters in the Port Huron District vote to reelect Tim McCullough?
Well, I hope I've proven to them that I'm a person that of integrity, a person that will listen to their concerns, and that I will always put the needs of our community and children first when I'm looking at the education needs and the future of our community as well.
Tim, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Hey, have a great day, Paul. Thanks a lot.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.